Mishnah. Since in the second parak it says Ha'ish Mekadesh, so we should have used the Lashon of Ish as well over here, Ha'ish Kona. So the second answer of the Gemara is that if it would have said Kona, I think that you could be Mekadesh and Isha even Balkarcha, you can force her into it. Kamash Malon, the Midaita in Shalom Midaita Lo. So we mentioned the Machlokas we've shown him what that means. Is the Hava Mina that we think Mamish that you could be Mekadesh and Isha Balkarcha? The Yotz of Ahaisa tells me that just like the Natori, you can be Megarish and Isha Balkarcha, so too you can be Mekadesh and Balkarcha. That's what the Talmud Harashba thought. That's difficult. How could you have had such a Havamina? The Maskana Taka is you can't do that. You can only be Mekadesh and woman Midaita, as we explained last time, that Vaholcha Vahaisa Leish Acher, the word Vaholcha sounds like she's going of her own volition. The question is, what's the Havamina? That's the Kasha that the Rashba is. So the Rashba interprets differently. He says that the Havamina of the Gemara is not that you can be Mekadesh and Isha Balkarcha Mamish, but rather that you can be Mekadesh or Vaones, that Talyuha Vekodesh. Talyuha v'kodesh, if they hanged her on the tree, right? They hanged her on the tree, or they put a gun to her head and forced her into it, even though she agrees in the end. So that kiddushin we paskin is invalid. Since who asa shaloka hogan, so the chachamim were asa bo shaloka hogan, they're mafkia the kiddushin. But I have a havamina that should work, because she does agree to the kiddushin in the end. That's not balkarcha. Balkarcha means that you force her into it. She says, no. So if she's saying no until the last moment, then she really is not agreeing. But if she is agreeing, I think that even though it's ba'ones, it's under duress, she's being forced into it, maybe the taka still works. Kamash malon, that even that doesn't work. We paskin that tell you of a kodesh, kiddush of love, kiddushin. So these are the two ways to interpret the sugya. Comes the Rashba and says, there's a machlokas we've shown in what the din should be in the opposite direction. Let's say the man is forced and not the woman. Right? If they're unsu es ha'ish l'kadesh, they forced him, tell you who the kadesh, not tell you ha the kadesh, tell you who the kadesh. They forced the man into it, does that work? So the Rambam says, yes, kiddush of kiddushin. And the Bala'itta disagrees. He says that in that case, kiddush of la kiddushin. Not only in the case of tell you ha the kadesh, but the Bala'itta says even by tell you who the kadesh. By tell you who the kadesh, Ish. Bala Iter says Kiddush of Lav Kiddushin. And the Rambam says Kiddush of Kiddushin. So what's the simple pshat? Which shita is simpler? I'd say the Bala Itta makes more sense. We have a Gemara in Bava Basra that says Lamaskana that tell you have a Kaddish Kiddush of Lav Kiddushin. The Chachamim Mafkia the Kiddushin. So I would say the same should hold true in this case too. Right? Before you look at any of the Svaras, look at the Meiri and the Rashban. Just if you see your Machlokes Rishon, first question that you should ask is, well, which is the simplest shita? The way that you can explain what the Machlokas Rishonim is all about is first to identify, to isolate the simpler shita, and then you can figure out what the other shita is disagreeing about. So which is the simpler shita? I think the Bala Iter is simple, which is why I wrote it on top. I think the Bala Iter is simple. Why? Because if we find by Talyuha V'Kaddish that Kiddush of Lav Kiddushin, since we're Mafkir the Kiddushin, why shouldn't we be Mafkir the Kiddushin here too? Who asa shaloka hogan? Or he asa shaloka hogan? Whether she's forcing the man or she gets someone else to force the man, it's also someone doing something shaloka hogan. So if when the man does something shaloka hogan and forces the woman in, it's kiddush la kiddushin. Who are the nami? If someone forces the man to mekarish the woman, I would say kiddush la kiddushin. That's what I would have said. The Bala Itta really makes more sense. But the Rashba doesn't present the Bala Itta that way. He presents the Bala Itta as saying that there's something fundamental here. See, if you explain the Bala Itta the way I'm explaining it, is this a din derabanan or a din daraisa? The fact that Talyuhu v'kodesh kiddush ala kiddushin. The Rabbana, right, Yaakov, right? The Rabbana, that the Chachamim ha-mafkiya the kiddushin. Me'ikar adin, the kiddushin really should be chal. The Chachamim ha-mafkiya the kiddushin. Comes the Rashba and says, I don't think the Bala Iter had that in mind. He wasn't saying that the reason why kiddush ala kiddushin is because of hafkoas kiddushin. That he wasn't saying. Why not? Why wouldn't the Bala Iter be saying that there's a hafkoas kiddushin over here? The answer is the same the same points that the Nosa Kalim make on the Rambam. The Rambam is the other sheet. The Rambam says, "Tell you who the Kodesh Kiddush of Kiddushin." So all the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, but if by "Tell you who the Kodesh," when we force the woman, we say the Chazal Mafkir the Kiddushin. So why should they be Mafkir the Kiddushin here too? That's the Kash on the Rambam. The same answers that you're going to give for the Rambam are the answers that you'll say why the Bala Iter wasn't assuming that it's the Hafkas Kiddushin that's going to make a Kiddushin or a Kiddushin. Do you hear where I'm trying to go here? So what are those two answers? Why doesn't the Rambam say Kiddushin about Kiddushin because the Chachamim are Mafkir the Kiddushin? So says the Magen Mishnah what? Noam. Right, says the Magen Mishnah. Why, this is your discussion, right? Magen Mishnah says, since it's Biado,
he can keep to himself.
Biado, Lagarisha, right? Since he can be Magarisha. The Ktuba, we were talking about the Ktuba yesterday, right? So since Biado Lagarisha, so Chazal didn't see it necessary to make a Takana, to be Mafkia the Kiddush. It's not necessary. They're only Mafkia where the guy has no out. He does have an out. So if he has an out, we're not worried about it. Tell you have a Kaddish, he doesn't have an out, so that's why Chazal of Afkir the Kiddush. It's one answer. The Meiri suggests what?
Lashriach.
It's Lashriach, exactly, Gabriel. It's Lashriach, it's not as normal a case. People force women more than they force the men. Strange idea, to force the man to be Makadish the woman, it's a very strange thing. So the Takon of Chazal at the Mafkir Kiddushin, when Huas Shaloka Hogan, that doesn't apply in this case. So that's why the Rambam says Kiddush of Kiddushin, he doesn't say that there's a Hafka. So the Bala Iter as well, Mistama assumed that Hafka is not going to be operative here for those two reasons, one of the two reasons. That's why the Rashba doesn't explain it by saying that tell you of a Kaddish Kiddush about Kiddush because of Afkinu. He says Meikar Adin the Kiddushin are not going to be Kiddushin. Okay? Because he would say Afkinu is not applicable over here. It's Lo Shchiach and it's Biyad Lagasha, so Chazal are not going to be Mafkir the Kiddushin. So what taka is this spur of the Bala Iter? Why does he say Meikar Adin it doesn't work? So Zog the Rashba, a Rab Bala Iter, Kasa Shein Kiddush or Kiddushin, the Talua V'Zov in Amru, Talua V'Kani Lo Amru. The Bala Iter holds the reason why Talyuhu V'Kodesh Kiddush of Lav Kiddushin is because Talyuhu V'Kani Lo Gomar V'Kani. That's the Yisov. We know the Gemara says Talyuhu V'Zov in Zvine Zvine, that if the Makne, the one who's giving up the karka, is forced into it. He's getting paid the money. So if he's forced into giving up the karka, zvine zvine, that works. Dr. Bala Iter, tell you of a zovin, zvine zvine. But tell you of a koni, zvine lav zvine. Right? If they force a person to acquire the karka, that doesn't work. Force a person to give up the karka for money, that does work. Force a person to acquire the karka against his will, but onus, he doesn't want it. Even though in the end he agrees to do it, but that doesn't work. That doesn't work. He says the Bala Iter, that's what Talyuhu V'Kodesh is all about. Talyuhu V'Kodesh, you're forcing them in to acquire something. That's Talyuhu V'Kani. So if he said Talyuhu V'Kani, Zvini Lav Zvini, Lo Gomar V'Kani, so then by Kiddushin as well, it's not going to work. Atkan. Right? You don't need this Takana de Rabbanan, the Chazal HaMafkia, Kiddushin, when Hu Asa Shalom HaHogan. But Iker Adin, it's not Kiddushin. Because Talyuhu V'Kani, Lo Gomar V'Kani. That's how the Rashba understands the Bala Iter. So you Vikani, Logama Vikani. That's the reason why by Kiddushin also, Kiddushin love Kiddushin. It's like a Talyu Vikani. What's the Bala Iter saying? Why is it that Talyu Vikani, Logama Vikani? Why? What's missing over here? They're both ba'onis. Talyu v'zovin, talyu v'kani. It's dachta zel bazach. It's ba'onis. So what should be the difference? Agav onsa gomar, gomar umakni. Agav onsa gomar v'kani. What's the difference? What's the difference? Comes the Meiri and says that there's one thing missing. What's that? One word. Mos. The money's missing. By Talyuhu V'Zovin, you're giving the guy money. Because you're giving the guy money, therefore he's Gamar Makni. But if you're not giving the guy money, there's no Gmir Stas. Talyuhu V'Yavit, Talyuhu v'yohiv, let's say I force a person to give him atana. There's no mos, he has to give him atana for free. He has to give a present. That doesn't work because there's no mos. Dr. Meiri, Talyuhu v'kodesh also, there's no mos. The man is not getting any money over here. Right? Talyuhu v'kodesh, there's no mos. It's not makabel mos. He's giving mos. He's giving a pruta to the woman. What's he makabel? A woman? He doesn't want her. He doesn't want the mekach. So if he doesn't want the mekach, he doesn't want the chayfetz, he doesn't want the isha, so that's not called getting something. He has to get something besides the mekach, because he doesn't want the mekach. But the man's not getting anything. He's giving the money. So Zokta Meiri, that's why the Bala Itta says Kiddush Avla Kiddushin, because there are no mos. He's not getting anything. He's not gaining anything. From the Meiri, you get the impression that the Bala Itta holds a Tayu Vakoni, Lo Gomer Vakoni, because he's not Marviach. Whenever he's not gaining anything, then the kinyan is not going to be chal. In a situation where he's forced into acquiring something, he doesn't want the mekach. He doesn't want the object. He doesn't want the thing that he's acquiring. And he has to give up money. He's not gaining money, but he's giving up money. So he's not gaining anything. Because he's not gaining anything, that's why there's no gemiras das to the kinyan. Moshe Pshat is ein kanos, ein o marviach. No gain, right? That's what the Bala Itta is saying. So we have a full sheet over here. Hafko is not going to help me because Biyado Lagarsha, it's a Davash Shalosh Shriach. So you got to go fundamental. So what's the Bala Itta saying? He's saying that Talyu Vekoni Lo Gama Vekoni, because since Ein Kan Mos, he's not being Marviach anything, he's not Marviach, so then the person doesn't have a Gemir's Das, that's why the king is not Haricha. That's the Bala Itta sheet. Yod.
Let's say she was, or he was Mekadesh to her, if you're like out of Choshev, and she would give him money, so then
he was Mekadesh, he's an Adam Choshev, you're saying?
Yeah, so an Adam she gets from giving him money,
okay.
Or a gift, isn't that the case in the Gemara? So that we're...
But that's not a forced Kiddushin, we're talking about a forced Kiddushin. Who's forcing anyone in the case
of
the
Gemara? He's forcing him to be Mekadesh, or... She's giving him money. She threw his money. It's the same
thing. If they're forced, you're saying by an Adam, if you have Talyuva Kodesh by an Adam Choshev, so then he is getting something.
Right.
Fancy footwork, Yoni. Okay, we're not talking about that case. Okay, that's a fancy footwork case. Yeah.
Do we need to get to the point that he argues that he agrees with Dafkinu and therefore he needs a more fundamental reason? Can't we just say that fundamentally it doesn't even work with Doraita, so
he doesn't need it. Yeah, you could say that, but I'm just saying that he's not working with the Hafka. That's all I'm pointing at. But you're saying it's not that he felt Hafka wasn't possible, it's that he didn't need it because it's fundamental. I hear. I'm sorry?
Hafka
comes after the Kiddushin, right. Okay, I hear. Okay, I'm just presenting it that way just to get all the svaris clear. But I do hear what you're saying. Isaac?
Can you say this is consistent with how Rashi interpreted the Gemara Baba Basra or Rahuna's principle of Talib Zabin? He said it works because he's getting Yisurin and because he's not losing out any money. That's how Rashi explains the
Rashbam. Rashbam.
Sorry.
The Rashbam says a little more than that, which I'm going to get to. I think he says a little more than that, and that's going to be the linchpin for the Rambam. So now that we have the Bala Itta, that the Bala Itta Shita Talyu V'Kodesh Lo Havu Kedushin, because Talyu V'Koni Lo Gamar V'Koni, so now we have to understand the Rambam. Once we isolate the assumptions of the Bala Itta, so then to explain the Rambam, we have to analyze which assumptions the Rambam can disagree with. The Bala Itta is saying two things. He's saying that Talyu V'Koni Lo Gamar V'Kona, and he's explaining why. Right? Why? Because he's not gaining anything. There's no mos. So because there's no mos, that's why Talyu V'Koni is Lo Gamar V'Koni. The question is, what does the Rambam disagree with? So the simple pshat you could suggest to the Rambam is maybe he holds that the reason why Talyu V'Kodesh Kiddush of Kiddushin, because he argues fundamentally with the Bala Itta, and he says Talyu V'Koni, Gamar V'Koni. If you force a person to acquire something, then he is Gamar V'Koni. Just like Talyu V'Zavin Zvine Zvine, Talyu V'Koni also Zvine Zvine, according to the Rambam. The Bala Itta splits, but who says the Rambam splits? Maybe the Rambam holds that any case of ones, he's gamar makni, gamar vekoni. The ones is what makes him have gemiras das. If agavonsa gamar umakni, then agavonsa gamar vekoni. My shna zemi zeh. The Rambam says maybe ones will accomplish the same thing in both situations. This is one way to look at the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam holds Tayu Bekani. Gomar Bekani. Agavonsa. It's the onus that's making him be Konin, not the Kabbalah Smos. If you learn it's the Kabbalah Smos, like I see the difference. By Talyu Vakoni, he's not accepting anything, he's not getting anything, he's not marviach anything, so I understand that he doesn't have Gemira's Das. But the Rambam might say, no, it's not a function of accepting Mos, it's a function of the onus. If he's forced into it, then he's willing to go through. So that would apply Bein B'Talyu V'Zavin, Bein B'Talyu Vakoni. This is one way to look at the Rambam. And that's why Talyu V'Kodesh, Kiddush of Kiddushin. You force the man into it, it's an onus, the gun is to his head. Whenever the gun is to his head, he agrees. He's not gaining it. Who says the Rambam says he has to gain? Maybe the point is once he's forced into it, if the gun is to his head, he's under duress, but even under duress, he's going to agree to do it. And there is a full Gemara stance. That's one way to look at the Rambam. Who implies such a pshat in the Rambam? Help me now. The Rashba. The Rashba implies such a pshat in the Rambam. Rashba is a kurtz comment, a very short comment, but it's eye-opening. You've got to read the whole Rashba. Let's see the whole thing. Harav balei tekasu shen kiddush of kiddushin, the talu of izav in amru, talu of akani lo amru. Dr. Rashba, the meaning divrei harambam, the iag avon se gama vizavin, kol shken de gama vakani. It's a loaded statement in the Rashba. Rashba says, I think the Rambam is right, that talu of akadish kiddush of kiddushin, why? If Talyu of Zavin Gomar Vakani, Kol Shkein the Talyu of Vakani Gomar Vakani. So there are two things that you see in the Rashba. First of all, there's a Kol Shkein. Rashba is assuming that Kol Shkein, it's more likely that Talyu of Vakani will be Kana than Talyu of Zavin. That's point number one. Why is that? What's the svar of the Rashba? What's the Kol Shkein? You could say it's the same thing. It's equated. It's the same thing. It's the Zel Bazach. The Rashba could have said, If he spoke Yiddish, he could have said it's the Zelbazar, right? It's the same thing. But he doesn't say the same thing. He says Kolshkein. What's the Kolshkein? What do you think? What's the Kolshkein? Aaron?
If there's a fourth one, there's no Mos.
He doesn't say anything about Mos. What's the Rashba saying? Yes, Jake? But why? Why? What's in Jacob?
You're getting something as opposed to giving it away.
You're getting something. Do you think it's easier to have Das Makne or Das Kone? Which has to be stronger? So one could say that Das Makne has to be stronger. You're giving something away. Giving something that you own. Giving up ownership might be more difficult than acquiring ownership. Look, there is a halacha that Das Acheres Makne might be able to be Kone even if there's no Das Kone. Even by a katan, in a Torah, a katan doesn't have Das. Nevertheless, there are some Rishonim who hold that Das Acheres Makne can give him a kinyan even on a Daraisa level. And that's why the Gemara in Sukkah says that on Yom Tefrishin of Sukkis, Lekachtam Lachem, it's got to be yours. Make sure that you're Yotzi the mitzvah of Dali Minim before you give the Lulav and Esrei to the cotton, because he'll be Konim in a Torah and he can't be Maknet back to you. What does it mean in a Torah? Some Rishonim say, yeah, the Das Acheres Maknet. If the Godol is Maknet to the cotton, in a Torah, the cotton is going to be Konim. So you see that the Maknet's Das is very powerful because he's the one who's giving something up. So maybe that's what the Rashba means, that if Talyu of Zavin Zvine Zvine, if we assume that Ones creates a Das Makne, so certainly Ones can create a Das Kone, right? It can create a Gemir's Das Mitzad the Kone, because it's easier to have a Das Kone than it is to have a Das Makne. Das Makne is stronger, because he's doing more. So maybe that's the Kolshkin in the Rashba. That's point number one, that the Rashba is saying there's a Kolshkin, that if Talyu of Zavin Gomar Makne, Talyu of Akoni, Gomar Bakoni. But the other thing that's clearly implied by the Rashba is Pshat in the Rambam. What is Pshat in the Rambam that Talyu of Akadosh Kiddush of Kiddushin? So up the Rashba is because Talyu of Akani, Gomar Vakani. Isn't that what the Rashba is saying? Right? He argues fundamentally with the Bala Itna. The Rambam says that if Talyu of Zavin Zvini Zvini, Talyu of Akani, Gomar Vakani as well. Why? But there's no Mos. No, the Rambam holds you don't need Mos. Onus is enough once he's forced into the situation. So then he's Gomar Vakani. He has a full Gemir's Das. Bain to be a Das. Bain to be a Makna. Bain to be a Kona. That's the Rashba's understanding of the Rambam. Questions? Okay, this seems to be the first pshat in the Rambam. What's the other way to look at the Rambam? So that's the Me'iri. Me'iri does not learn like the Rashba. Look carefully at the Me'iri. He's saying something different. What does it say? If you have a kovetz, let's all turn to the kovetz together. This is on page hey in the Meir. Umikamakam Yeshomim Shalatzrichu Nasinas Mos Ligmar Kinyan Elabamakam Shamakna Mischaser Kagon Nechiras Karka. Some hold that you only need Mos for the Gemar Kinyan with a Makna's Mischaser, where he's losing. Al Bekidushin Shain Kan Chisaran Mammon Kol Shama Rotzani Vigomer Huliknos Olahaknos Mekudeshes. But by Kedushin, since he's not chaser anything, as long as they're forced into it, they say Rotzani, they agree. Liknos olahaknos. Liknos olahaknos, that means to be kona the isha ulahaknos hapruta. Liknos olahaknos, to be kona the isha and to be makna the pruta to the isha. Mikudashas, it's going to work. Bechisaron pruta ve'isa krovo say no kori chisaron le'inyan zeh. Ah, there is some kind of a chisaron here? Now, the fact that the husband is losing the pruta, that's not a big enough chisaron. Aye, but he's nester on the krovos of the woman. Can't marry any of the relatives of the woman. That's not a chisar. What's the Meir saying? What's the Rambam holding? Tal yuva kodesh kedusha kedushin. Why? Is it because he says tal yuva koni gamar v'koni? No, nothing to do with that. The Rambam admits that tal yuva koni lo gamar v'koni. Just like the Bala Itta. He argues with the reason. The Bala Itta says, why is it the tal yuva koni lo gamar v'koni? That's because he's not marfiach. There is no mos. He's not gaining anything. He's not gaining anything. Anytime he's not gaining anything, he's not going to be gamar v'koni. The Rambam says that by kiddushin, the Bala Itta says that by kiddushin, since the husband is not gaining anything, he's not gaining mos. He doesn't want the isha. He's not gaining any mos because he's not gaining anything. So therefore, he doesn't have a gemir stas. He's not going to be kohen. Comes the Rambam and says no. I agree with you that Talyu Vakani Logam Vakani. But why not? Because not only is he not gaining, he's losing. He's losing. Talyu Vakani, he's giving up money. He has to pay for the chayfets he's getting. He doesn't want the chayfets. That's not called a gain. But he's losing. He's mafsid because he's losing the money that he has to pay. It's not just that he's not acquiring money. He's actually losing money. It's not a lack of a positive. It's a negative, says the Rambam. He's losing money. That's why lo gamar v'koni. Why would someone want to do that? Right? In the second pshat, the Rambam is saying that onus is not enough. He can't be losing something. Right? Talyu v'koni, the Rambam admits lo gamar v'koni. But why? B'pnei shu mafsid. It's not just that there's no revach. There's no gain. There's hefsid. Where did the Rambam get this from? I mean, it's his svar. He could say this svar. But there is a Rishon who actually says this far. Who's that? Isaac. Who's that? The Rashbam and Barabbas. Exactly. Those are the last words of the Rashbam. Everything you said is correct. He does make every point that you said, but he adds one point. Rav Huna misvar di dei kamer de mitoch yisurim gamar beliba umakni hoel v'ikatarti yisurim umatan moos. Why? He's forced into it, yisurim, it's onus, and there is a matan mos, he's getting money. Why is it necessary to have the matan mos? To gain something? Name! The lo mafsid miti. The lo mafsid miti. The key is he has to get the money, because if he doesn't get the money, then he's losing. He's losing out. Tell you of his oven, they're forcing the person to sell his karka, so if he doesn't get any money, it's not just that he's not gaining something from the process. It's that he's losing out, because he's losing his karka. He's giving up his karka, but he's not replacing the karka with any money. So that's a loss. That's a hefsid. That's why... Nachamo. By Talyu V'zovin, since they're paying him the money, he's not mafsid. So then, zvine zvine. By Talyu V'zovin, if we force the makna to sell his karka, he's getting the money in return. Let's chart. Okay? By Talyu V'zovin, what do you have over here? The karka... This is the makna, and there's the kona. Okay? So we have karka is going in this direction, and mos is going in the other direction. What is significant about that? Balaita would say what's significant is that the Makna is gaining something. Okay, he's giving up the Karka, but he's forced to give up the Karka. But he's gaining something positive. He's getting Mos. But by Talyu of Atani, what's happening over here? Well, we don't even need another case, another picture. By Talyu of Atani, the Kohen is giving up the money. He's getting the Karka. He doesn't want the Karka. So what's missing over here? So some might say, well, he's not gaining anything. Because the Karka, he doesn't want. And the Mos, he's losing. Right? So he's not gaining anything. So one way to look at it is that he's low gamma vikani because he's not gaining. Comes around and says, that's not the yisod. The yisod is that by talyu vikani, he's being mafsid. And that's what the Rashbam is saying. By talyu vizavin, he's not mafsid anything. That's why he's gamma umakni. The makna is not mafsid. Fakir, he gets the mos in place of the karkas. Everything is equal. So he's not mafsid, then he's gamma umakni. But by talyu vikani, he is mafsid. That's why he's not gamma vikani. It's not that he's not gaining, it's that he's actually mafsid something. So comes the Rambam and says, that's true by Talyu Vakani, we're just talking about a car, if you're talking about karka. Right? You're talking about karka with a person, has to pay money for the karka. Karka is not a pruta. Right? He's got to pay for the karka. Karka is $100, $1,000, $1,000,000, whatever it is, he's got to pay for the karka. He's out the money, he's mafsid. So if he's mafsid, he's low gamma vakani. What's the din by Kiddushin? Talyu v'kaddish, they forced the guy to be Mekadosh Anisha. What's he missing? What's he losing out? Pruta. Come on. It's not a big deal. Pruta, the Kiddushin is finished with the Pruta. What's he losing out? That now he's Nesar in the Krovos of the woman? That the relatives of the woman become Asa to him? What does it matter? There's so many other women in the world. Don't worry. He, you know, even if he doesn't want this one, he'll marry a different woman. This is not a Chisaron. The Rambam says there's no Chisaron by Kiddushin. There's no Hefzer by Kiddushin. If the whole reason why I tell you Vakani, low Gamar Vakani, is because of Hefzid, by Kiddushin, there's no Hefzid, so therefore, Gamar Vakani, Kiddush of Kiddushin. So this is a second approach to the Rambam. The first approach is to say, he argues fundamentally. The Bala Itta says, tell you Vakani, low Kani, and the Rambam says, tell you Vakani, Kani. Agavonsa, Gamar Vakani. Second approach is saying, no, I agree with you fundamentally that tell you Vakani, low Gamar Vakani, but why? Not because of Revach. Not because he's not marviach anything, but because he's actually mafsid. If the problem is one of hefsid, then the nafkemina between you, Bala Itter, and me is going to be kiddushin. Because by kiddushin, the taka is no revach. He's not gaining anything, because he doesn't want the woman, and he's not gaining any mos. But according to me, kiddush of kiddushin, because there's no hefsid either. Right? The nafkemina between these two approaches is kiddushin. Tal yuhu v'kodesh. Okay? There's no gain, but there's no loss. This first pshat is the Rashba B'dasa Rambam. The second pshat is the Meiri B'dasa Rambam. That's Tony.
But what about now if he wants to divorce her, so now he's got to give her money for the Ksuva, so he is losing.
Right, so we talked about that before. Talked about that. Right, so we're looking at the Kiddushin itself. Okay, aside from what we said last time, we're looking at the Kiddushin itself. Is the Kiddushin a loss for him? He doesn't know what the future is going to bring. He might die before he has to give a ksuba to her. It's not, you know, it's not a dover bora that he's going to lose the ksuba, And it's unrelated to the Kiddushin per se. That's an extraneous point. We're looking at the Kiddushin itself. Is there a problem with the Kiddushin? Is there a hefsid in the Kiddushin?
What about the money that he has to give her in order to do the Kiddushin?
So comes the Meiri and says the Pruta is not significant enough to be viewed as a Chisaron.
And you can't argue that Sherek Sutin Onar at the moment of Kiddushin.
Whoa, okay, that's a little further. Okay, good. That's a good question. Amitai asks, but the husband is not Chaser? Sherek Sutin Onar. He has Shibudim toward the woman, so there is a Hefzid for him. So once we explain the Rambam like the Meiri, so now we can go back to the Bala Itta and we can explain him differently, not like the Rashbam. Right, we started with the Bala Itta the way the Rashbam was explaining him. That he's based on Talyu Vakani. That he holds Talyu Vizavin Zvini Zvini, but Talyu Vakani Lohavi Zvini Zvini. That's what the Bala Itta is based on. Based on the Meiri's understanding of the Rambam, Efshim Ken Zogin, we can say then maybe the Bala Iter agrees with the Rambam that Taliyu Vekani Logomar Vekani because of Hefsid, like the Rashbam. Not because of lack of Revach, right? But because of Hefsid. The Bala Iter just says there is a Hefsid by Kiddush. Right? That's another approach in the Bala Iter. I'm not sure how to do this. Okay. Just want to make it clear. Okay, let's do it this way. Bala Iter 1, and this is Bala Iter 2. Right? Maybe he agrees that Talyu Vekani, Lo Gama Vekani, Mipneshuhu Mafsid. But the Bala Iter says, there's a Hefsid in Kiddushin 2. What is that? Shekhsus Va'or. You want to tell me that the pruta and the krovos is not a chisaron? Okay, that's fine. But there are shibudim of the Baal for the woman. That's what you were having in mind, right? That could be what the Baal Ita is going to respond to. Right? Not that he argues with the Rambam about the reason why Talyu Vekani, Lo Gama Vekani. He agrees with the Rambam about the reason. He argues about whether Kiddushin is a hefsid or not. The Ram says there is no hefsid there. The chisaron of the prut, the chisaron of the krovos is nothing. There's no hefsid. The Bala Ita might say, but there is a hefsid. Sherek sus ve'ona. What's the Ram going to say about that? Isn't that a hefsid? What's the Ram's response? Yes, Isaac?
Maybe it's
Mechal Nisuin. Mechal b'shas Nisuin. Okay, I hear. Okay, that's dependent on how you understand Nisuin. If Nisuin is licked in the Kiddushin, if it starts in the Kiddushin, then okay. Right, but there could be a different reason, a simpler reason.
It's not an immediate you know, hefsid.
Sorry?
It's not an immediate hefsid.
Not an immediate hefsid. Why not? The obligation is immediate. Shalom.
Because
Masi Adayim. Right? No pain, no gain. Well, whatever. Right? He looked, there's a loss, but there's a gain too. Yeah, he's Meshuvah to her, but she's Meshuvah to him. For the Molochos and the Masi Adayim and the... You know, everything that she has to do for the husband. Maybe the Rambam says, there is no hefsid. I know, shekhsus va'ona, I know. But these are equal. Right? These are competing or complementary chiyuvim, shibudim. There's a shibud of Baal klapi the isha. There's a shibud of isha klapi baila. So you, Baal, if you want to say that kiddushin is a hefsid, vushtet, where does it say that? They're complementary shibudim. Maybe the Rambam holds it's not viewed as a hefsid. They offset each other. The shibudim offset each other. Maybe that's the pshat. Right? The Rambam's response shibude isha malacha masi adayim etc. offset the Sherek Susfa'on Shin Chavav. Okay? That's the Sugya. What's the Machlokas Rishonim? Talyu v'kadosh Kiddush of Kiddushin or not? So there are multiple approaches. You start off with the assumptions that the Bala Iter has, the Talyu v'kani lo gama v'kani, because there's no Revach. The question is, does the Rambam disagree fundamentally? Well, not so fundamentally. Does he say Talyu Vekani is Gomar Vekani? Agavon se Gomar Vekani? Or is he simply disagreeing about the Svara behind Talyu Vekani, Lo Gomar Vekani? But even within that Svara, now you can respond and say, maybe the Bala Iter agrees with that Svara of the Rambam, that Talyu Vekani is Lo Gomar Vekani because he's Mafsid. The Machlokas is Kiddushin viewed as a Hefsid? Or do we say that the offsetting, the complementary shibudim offset each other, and that shouldn't be called a hefsid, and then hitaka will be gama v'kam. Okay, so this could be the machlokas, the Bala Iter, and the Rambam. Questions? Yeah, Sean.
It's hard to say what's the ani, because when the Meir explains...
Hold on a second, we're going to talk. That's the next discussion. That's the second half of the sheet.
Is the Meir explaining the Rambam?
Yes.
He quotes what's the ani.
Right. Kotzi Yeshomim. He doesn't say Rambam. Yeshomim. No, Vav Gedolia Machabim Kosu Behedjin. That's the Rambam. Ishan Su Vekidesh Kiddush Kiddushin. So his Yesh Omrim that say Rotsani, that's not the Rambam. Then he quotes the Rambam after that, even though the Rambam doesn't mention Rotsani. It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, we're going to have to get to that. Questions? Okay. Let's go back to the next Chiluk. So comes the Raivan and adds another point here. On the Rambam. Tayuva Kodesh Kiddusha Kiddusha according to the Rambam. The Raivan agrees, but he adds a point. What does he say? Hilchazish is back down. Eino isha miskadesh es elo l'rtzono v'makadesh isha v'akarach eino mekudesh es elo apel ish ansu anshi kadesh v'akarach o harizu mekudesh es tal yu v'akadosh kidush v'kidush v'ab deraivid v'husha yomar rotsani. He has to say rotsani for the kidush v'kidushah rotsani. Now the Rambam doesn't say rotsani. He doesn't mention the need to say rotsani in order for the kidush v'kidushah by tal yu v'akadosh. Why not? Pell, right? The Rambam leaves it out. Why? So the emes is, it's not a kasha on the Rambam, it's really a kasha on the Raivit. The Magen Mishneh is a kasha on the Raivit. Because the Raivit in Hilchos Mechira, when he talks about Tal Yuv Azovin, he doesn't mention Rotsani. So why over here does he mention Rotsani? Why should you need Rotsani by Kiddushin if by Tal Yuv Azovin you don't need Rotsani? Mishan Suat Shemocha V'lokach Demei HaMekach. This is in Hilchos Mechira Paragid Alach Aleph. Afilu talu achemacha memkaro memkabe memetal de memekarto shemet they also gamar makne. Period. There's no asog of the Raivit. He doesn't say there is an asog, but not on that point. Later on in the halacha, if you don't need rotsani by mechira, so why should you need rotsani by kedushin? Pilei ploy in the Magen Mishnah yes on the Raivit. So the kasha is not on the Rambam. The kasha really is on the Raivit. The Raivit doesn't require rotsani by mechira, but he requires rotsani by kedushin. Why? What's the chiluk? So said Rav Shach, writes Rav Shach in Hilchazish is there. He says it's very simple. The Raivad holds that Mechira and Kiddushin are different. You need a Das Alimta by Kiddushin, but by Mechira you only need a regular Das Makna. Rotsani is necessary to express Rotsan, as he calls it. We'll call that a Das Alimta. Right? If all you need is the Gemira's Das, like by Das Kinyan, you don't need a Rotsani. The fact that you're doing it, that's enough. But if you need a Das Alimta, if you need a higher level of Das, how do you express that higher level of das? It's up to the Raivid. If they're forcing you into something, it's not enough just to go tacitly, to go, you know, to just to accept the money, right? Or to give the money. You gotta say I agree. So if you say Rotsani, that demonstrates a das alimta, and that will work. Rav Shach actually explains what's the marker that das alimta is necessary by kedushin. So he says something similar to what the Zecher Yitzchak said. Says that by Gerishin, the Rambam writes in Perak Alav Amach Abayis that there's a special pasuk to teach me that a man can't be forced to be Megarish his wife Bal Karcho, I should say. A man can't be forced Bal Karcho to divorce his wife. He can divorce his wife Bal Karcho against her will, but he can't be forced against his own will to divorce the wife. There's a pasuk, Hayim Osin Tzachem Ba'enav. The Hekesh Havayeli Yitzia tells me that if you need this extra pasuk by Gerishin, if you need a Das Alinta by Gerishin, then you should need a Das Alinta by Kiddushin as well. If you need an extra pasuk to tell me that you can't force someone to be Megarish's wife, that's teaching me you need a higher level of Das by Gerishin. So if that's true by Gerishin, the Hekesh should tell me that it's true by Kiddushin as well. Dr. Shah, that's why the Rambam says that you need Rotsani by Kiddushin because you need a Das Alimta by Kiddushin, but by Mechira you don't need Rotsani because there's no need for Das Alimta by Mechira. Ad kan d'vav. Good? So far so good? What's the problem? It's a beautiful pshat in the Rambam, but what's the problem? The Rambam. You're quoting a Rambam to tell me that there's a din of Das Alimta by Kiddushin, but the Rambam doesn't say Rotsani by Kiddushin. So what's going on over here? The Rambam is so himself. Quoting a Rambam to explain the Raivit, but you left holding the bag. What's the Rambam going to say? If you need a Das Alimta by Kiddushin, why don't you need Rotsani by Kiddushin? It's doch pile ploim in the Rambam. What's more, the Rambam does have Rotsani in a different context. By Gerishin. Where does the Rambam use the concept of Rotsani by Gerishin? That's the famous Rambam. There are some situations where we do force a man to divorce his wife. If she's mezana, he's not allowed to stay married to her. In other circumstances, we're going to force him to divorce his wife. So how do we do that? Well, we're forcing him against his will. Didn't the Rambam just say that you can't be megarish a woman bal kocho? A man can't be forced to divorce his wife. So how can we force him? Not the Rambam. Parbeis halacha chav, a very famous halacha. Misha din nos in shakofen oso lagarish es ishtav loras lagarish. Someone who the halacha is that we force him to divorce his wife. He doesn't want to. Bezet shayisov b'chol makom b'chol zman makin oso at shiyoma rotzani v'yichtav aget v'uget kosher. We force him until he says I'm willing to do it, and that's it. And that's viewed as a good get. A get bal karcha doesn't work. Get mehusa doesn't work. So says the Rambam, who really wants to, really wants it, but the Eitzahar is preventing him, right? Mishatokfo yitzro hara levatol mitzvah lasas aveira v'hukat she'osa dover shechayim lasoso o'ach shenisrachim midover osa lasoso einza onus mimenu elohu onus atzmo b'dayto hara. It's not an onus. We assume that he's really agreeing. He wants to be a good Jew, etc. Says the Rambam that basically we beat up the Yetzirah, and then the pnimius of the person is actually saying that he's willing to do the gerushin. It's matna. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin says that you need rotzani to be megarish bal karcho, and yet in Hilchos Kiddushin, Perek Dalet, he doesn't mention Rotsani by Talyu of the Kaddish. Why not? How can we explain that? Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest that maybe the Rambam holds that Rotsani is necessary only to create a Das Halinta of Gerishin. Rabbi Shechter has a tremendous Chiddush here. He suggests that, yes, there's a need for Das Halinta, Bein B'Gerishin, Bein B'Kiddushin, but they're not the same level. That the Das Halinta of Gerishin is the highest. There really are three levels, he suggests. There's Kinyan, the basic level of das that you need. Then there's kiddushin. That's a das alim. It's more than kinyanim. But the das of gerushin is even more alim than kiddushin. There are three levels. Why should there be three levels? I'll tell you why. Because by gerushin, we really only need the das of one individual. Who's that? The baal. The baal, the megarish, is the only one whose das we need. So perhaps you can say that the das alimta that we need in gerushin from the baal, mitzad the baal, has to be super das alimta. Das alimta means a super das. This is a super das alimta. It's a double das, right? A triple das, I should say. A triple deca. Right? A super das alimta is necessary by gerushin because the baal is the only one who's giving us das. The woman is not giving das b'chalal. She can be miskareshes even bal karacha. Zokta of Shachta, maybe the Das Alimta that you need by Gerishin, that's Super Das Alimta. Ram says that you need Rotsani to create the Super Das Alimta, but to create the regular Das Alimta, you don't need Rotsani. The Ram is not denying that you need Das Alimta by Kiddushin. How do I know you need Das Alimta? We learn it from the other sources. Right? Maybe the Rambam holds that you learn that you need Das Alimta mitzad the Baal from what? Kiyikach. And you need das alimta mitzad the isha from what? B'holcha b'haysal isha acher, right? The Rambam will say, yeah, b'hayom asim tzuchem b'ena by gerushin, that's a das alimta of gerushin, that's das alimta plus, that's a different das alimta. Das alimta by kiddushin is stronger than kinyanim. I have two other makaras for that. I have a makar by the ish, I have a makar by the isha. Kiyigach for the ish, b'holcha b'haysal isha acher for the isha. I need das alimta by kedushin, by gerushin. I need a das alimta plus rotsani is only necessary to create the extra level of a das alimta. That's why the Rambam says by gerushin you need rotsani, but by kedushin you don't, because kedushin, even though you need a das alimta, it's a regular das alimta. It's not a super das alimta. So you would not need rotsani in order to achieve that kind of das alimta. This is what Rabbi Shechter suggests to explain the Rambam. So what comes out is that Bein the Rive and Bein the Rambam hold that you need a Das Alimta by Kiddushin. The question is, if Rotsani is necessary to achieve the Das Alimta by Kiddushin, the Rive says yes, and the Rambam says no, because it's a lower Das Alimta. Only the Das Alimta plus needs a Rotsani, according to the Rambam. That's the Das Alimta of Gerushin. Questions? Yeah, Jacob.
The reason that we need Rosh Ani by Gerushin is because you're losing something as opposed to Kiddushin where you're getting something. So it's more just number that you want it. So you assume that you want, you assume you want to do Kiddushin more than you want to do Gerushin.
Why? But if he's being forced into it, he doesn't want it. Bembe Kiddushin, Bembe Gerushin, he doesn't want it.
I mean, if he says Rosh Ani, that means, I guess he does want it.
He says Rhodes, and he said, then even by Gerushin, we claim that he wants it. Right.
Could we assume that by Gerushin, he does want it, that's why we don't even say Rhodes on it, at least he's getting something.
He does want it by Kiddushin because he is gaining something. What exactly is he gaining? He doesn't want this woman. So what is he gaining over here?
I mean, don't we assume that he does want it?
I thought we said that everyone holds that he's not gaining anything. The question is he mops it something? But everyone says there's no gain. Right? That's what we said before. There's no gain for him, but the question is he losing something? Because now he's meshuggah to his wife. Right, I hear, but he doesn't want this woman. He doesn't want this woman. So the fact that he doesn't want the woman, even though there is some kind of tangential gain, I don't think that's viewed as significant. We don't find that he's shown him saying that's significant. That's not the key here. Ben?
I guess we were jumping. We said by the Ron earlier this year, that the fact that you can't do totally dibor with Kiddushin is by the fact that you would have a requirement that people, that is a result of the fact that a high level of das limits is required by Kiddushin. And you would think kal v'chomer that by gershon were an even higher level of das limits is required, then you wouldn't need rosh. Yudavka wouldn't need rosh signing because he gives the get. He's clearly very confident that he wants to give the get.
Why is he very confident if they're putting a gun to his head and he's being forced into it?
Anyway.
That's more because when he says something more, even though the road signing is also because of the gun, but he's taking it one step further. So once he makes that dibur, so that somehow raises his das. He realizes this is serious business. So even though he doesn't want to do it, it's under duress, but he actually has a full gemiras das. That's what we're suggesting. That saying, yes, I do agree, I want to do it, even though in his heart of hearts you think he doesn't want to do it, the Amira itself changes his das, and it expresses that he really agrees to do it. Even though he's doing it under duress, he doesn't really want to do it, but the Rosh Ani indicates that he's willing enough that it should be chal. It should be chal. Okay? But Kiddushin and Gerushin can be equated regarding Tochei Debibra, because both of them require the simple Das Alimta. Gerushin might need more, but they both require some kind of Das Alimta. So that's why Tochei Debibra is not Kedibra Dami by neither of them. Ilan?
With Gerushin, isn't it just that we don't need the women's Das at all? So if that's the case... Why do we need... does Rav Shechter hold that the Baal's extra Das Alimta is meant to compensate for the lack of Da'at
on the part of the woman, yeah.
But
since the Baal is the only source of Das by Gerushin, that's... We need a greater level of das from him. You could even say you don't need a svara. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. I have already the two makaras to say that you need a das alinta by gerushin. I have a hocha v'haisa and kiikach. So why don't I need an extra pasuk by gerushin? I have these two pasukim by kiddushin. So why don't I need an extra pasuk by gerushin? Extra pasuk by gerushin is telling me I need a das alinta plus. There are three makaras here. So we were saying, yeah, all three makaros go in the same direction. They're all just saying that you need a das alimta by getting a kiddushin. According to Rabbi Shechtman, no. The whole of Ahai said, ki yikach teaching me the din of das alimta by kiddushin. Be mitzad the ish, be mitzad the isha. The hayim otzim zachem ba'enav by gershin is teaching me nacha din, that by gershin you need a das alimta plus. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. So it's not just the svara that because the das of the baal is the only das we have, that's why you need a das alimta plus. No, it's the pasuk that's teaching me that I need a das alimta plus. Okay. Yes, Eitan.
Can we also say that it's svara based on that Rashi was talking about before, that giving up something would require more
dasa than
buying something?
But giving the kiddushin is more than that point to everyone.
Right, but I'm saying the svara would still say the same because we said that giving up something is more required more dasa than getting something. So therefore, kiddushin would be more required more dasa than kiddushin.
It would require more das, but would it need a dasa limta? Right. Even according to that Rashba, no one would say that the Das Makna is a Das Alimta. It might be more, a little qualitatively more than the Das Koda, but it's not on the level of getting the Kiddushin. You're saying the same idea should apply...
Right, because if you say Kiddushin requires Das Alimta, then Kiddushin should require even more.
I hear what you're suggesting. I'm not sure that you need it, but it's just helping us along, right? You're saying that gerushin, since the Baal is losing something, there's a need for an even higher level of das. If you need a das alinta by kedushin, then it makes sense that by gerushin you should need a das alinta plus. That's what you're suggesting. Okay, it's a possibility. So this is how Rabbi Shaklet tried to explain the Rambam. Rav Gusman in his Kuntres HaShiurim offers a different approach, a tremendous chiddush. Rav Gusman's chiddush is mamish unbelievable. He suggests like this. Again, what's the kasha? The Rambam says that you need rotsani by the Rambam says that you don't need rotsani by kiddushin, but by gerushin you need rotsani. So what's pshat? Why by kiddushin do you not need a rotsani? The Zokr of Gusman. Maybe in kiddushin you only need a das alimta mitzad the isha and mitzad the baal. Did you see what I said? Rav Gusman suggests maybe the das alimta of kiddushin is only necessary mitzad the isha, not mitzad the baal. So it's not that you need a das alimta plus by gerushin. Right? The Rambam says that you need rotsani by gerushin, but not by kiddushin. What's the pshat? You need a das alimta by gerushin. Maybe the Rambam says that if you need a das alimta, then rotsani is necessary. Why does the Rambam say by Talyu of a Kaddish Kiddush of Kiddushin without a Rotsani? Why do you not need Rotsani by Kiddushin? That's because you don't really need a Das Alinta Mitzad the Ish in Kiddushin. You only need a Das Alinta Mitzad the Isha, he says. Why? Because the status change that's occurring through the Kiddushin is in the woman. She's a Asura L'Kulei Alma. She's an Eshes Ish. There really isn't a status change in the husband. So maybe we could suggest that the das alinta is necessary in the individual whose status change is occurring through the Maisa Kiddushin. She is this Shinui Gomer occurring in the woman, a tremendous status change. Maybe the das alinta in Kiddushin is necessary mitzad the person whose status change is affected by the Kiddushin. So if they're forcing the man to do the kiddushin, you don't need a rotsani, because even though rotsani is necessary whenever you need a das alimta, but that's only true if the das alimta, right? If I need a das alimta mitzad that person, but if we say that the das alimta is not mitzad the baal, it's really mitzad the isha, right? The holcha v'haisa le'ish achet tells me that you need a das alimta mitzad the isha, so then I don't need a rotsani mitzad the baal, because I don't need a das alinta mitzido. Now, just one second. Let's back before you ask Yaakov. What happened to Kiikach? Kiikach, I thought, tells me that I need a maisa kiikach mitzad the baal, and I need a das alinta mitzad the baal. Zokter of Gusman, now. What does Kiikach tell me? Kiikach tells me that the baal has to be the generator of the das alinta. That's what it means. That the nesina and the amira, the dibra of the kiddushin, all have to come mitzad the baal. That's what that Gzeres HaKosev is telling me. Of course the das alinta that we need is mitzad the isha, but who has to generate that das alinta? The baal has to generate. He has to do the ma'isa kiddushin. He's got to do a ma'isa kicha. Not that the das alinta, the baal. The das, he has to know what he's doing, but the higher level of das is mitzad the isha, because it's her status change that's occurring through this kiddushin. Her status is affected by the kiddushin. So we need a das alinta mitzad the isha. The pasuk v'holcha v'haisa le'ish achet tells me that we need a das alinta mitzad isha. The pasuk kiikach tells me that it's the baal who creates that das alinta mitzad the woman, together with the eidim watching. Right? Together with the eidim watching. It's the baal that creates that das alinta. But we don't need the das alinta mitzad the baal. It's not his status that's affected by the kiddushin. It's her status. She's the one that we need the das alinta. She has to really agree. She has to agree that she'll become an Eishes Ish, that she'll be Asura. She has to agree to that status change, because the status change is occurring in her. So she's the one who should have to agree. She needs the Das Alinta, not the Baal. He needs a Das, a regular Das, maybe the same level as a Das Kona, as a Das Makna. Once he has a regular Das, and he is doing the Maisa and the Dibur to create the Das Alinta inside the Isha, that could be enough for the Kiddushin. So we don't need a rotsani mitzad the baal, because the baal is not the one whose das alinta is necessary. It's the woman's das alinta that's necessary. So that would explain why, even though by Gerishin you need Rotzon Mitzad the Baal, there it's only his Das. So there we need a Das Alinta Mitzad the Baal. By Kiddushin, since we don't need a Rotzani, since we don't need a Das Alinta Mitzad the Baal, you would not need a Rotzani in order for the Kiddushin to work. In order for the Kiddushin to work. Yes?
Why don't we require, if it really is about her having Das Alinta, why is there no Alinta that she needs to say yes? Or like, that would...
Right, so that's a good question. So the Rambam doesn't say that you need a Rotzani Mitzad the Isha. Right? The Rambam doesn't say that she has to say something. The answer is that the din of Rotzani only applies when they're Ma'anis. It only applies by Talyuhu. Talyuhu v'Kaddish. It only applies by Ones, because the statement Rotzani counteracts the Ones. The reality is, by Talyuha v'Kaddish, Kiddush of Lav Kiddush, even if she says Rotzani, it's not going to work. So, it's just, there's not going to be a case where there's a Rotzani mitzad isha. If she's not Nensa, right, if they're not Ma'anesir, then you wouldn't need a Rotzani anyway. The statement Rotzani is coming to counteract the onus. And it happens to be that Talyuha v'Kaddish is not going to work b'chlav. Right? Talyuha v'Kaddish is not going to work anyway, even if she said Rotzani, because Chazal mafkia the Kiddushin. So for technical reasons, it's sort of irrelevant. For technical reasons, we're not going to have a Rotzani inside the Isha. Inside the Baal, though, you'd imagine, since the Ram says Kiddushin, you should need a Rotzani to make it work. The Kamash Mala, no, if you don't need Das Alimta inside the Baal, if his Dibur and his Mice is just to create the Das Alimta inside the Isha, then I wouldn't need a Rotzani inside the Baal. Okay? Yes, but once there's a Gzeres HaKosa that it works Baruch, then of course I don't need a Das Alinta Mitzad Isha. That's just a Pasuk. Right? And Taka breaks the Svar. Right? The Svar, based on the Hoch of a Hoi, I think that I would need a Das Alinta by the woman by Gerish and because the status is changing. Kamashal in the Pasuk, that that's not true.
Oh, right. One of our Rayas for Das Alinta was Chazar B'Tov Bei Dibor, right. But that was Mitzad the Ba.
That he can't be Chazar B'Tov Bei Dibor. So you're saying, according to this, that rule that you can't be chosva b'tov kedidi, but would have to apply only to the woman, not to the baal. That's a good har. That is a good har. That's what would have to come out according to this yisut. I mean, we weren't so convinced that the Ran is working with the das alinta mentality. We suggested it, right? So maybe the Ran is not beholden to this shtickel Torah. But if you follow it all through, if everything would have to dovetail, you're right. That halacha that tov kedidi is la kedivah done by kedushin, that would only apply to das isha, not to the men. Okay, so these are two very interesting approaches in the Rambam, very different approaches. According to Rabbi Schechter, the Rambam holds that the Das Alimta of Gerishin is super Das Alimta. There is a Das Alimta mitzad the Baal by Kiddushin, but it's a regular level, and the Rambam assumes that Rotzani is not necessary to achieve a regular level of Das Alimta. According to Rav Gustman, you have to say that Rotzani is necessary to achieve Das Alimta, but the only person who needs a Das Alimta by Kiddushin is the woman. The man's job is to generate that Das Alinta mitzad the woman. A tremendous chiddush, because you would have assumed that Kiyikach tells me that I need a Das Alinta by the man. He's actively involved in the process. Avshim HaKenzoga, no. He absolutely has to be the active role in the process. But what's he trying to do? He's trying to create a Das Alinta mitzad the woman. So because he's trying to create a Das Alinta mitzad the woman, not Das Alinta mitzad himself, he doesn't need a Rotzani in order to express his Das. Ilan.
So according to Rav Gustman, what creates the Das Alinta for the woman? The Aiden?
The Maisa Kiddushin of the husband with the Harayat Mekudesh, with the Dibur, in front of two Aiden. That's what creates Das Alinta. So actually what comes out now from our discussion is that we have another Nafkamina to the issue we started with, right? We said the fact that you need a Das Alinta by getting the Kiddushin, a couple of Nafkaminas. What's the first one? Dibur. We talk about Dibur Kiddushin. Then we talk about Chazara B'Toka De Dibur, right? The fact that you can't have Chazara B'Toka De Dibur and Kiddushin. The third Nafkamina was what? Eidim. And now the fourth issue that relates to Das Alinta is what? Rotzani. When they force the individuals, specifically when they force the man into Kiddushin, do we need a Rotzani in order for the Kiddushin to work? The Ravid says yes. So the Ravid is working with the Das Alinta perspective. The Rambam says no. The question is why? Is it because he says that Rotzani is not necessary in a lower level Das Alinta like you have by Kiddushin? Or is it because he really holds that the man's das is not a das alinta by kedushin? It's only the woman's das that has to be a das alinta by kedushin. So the man doesn't need a rotsani in order to be able to generate the das alinta mitzad the ish. Okay. Let's just read some of the Gemara Vaita so that we can set ourselves up for tomorrow. So the Gemara now continues, base on a base. This is the Gemara that, you know, in some yeshivas they just skip the Chalipin. They skip to the Sugya of Gimel. But we'll do just a little bit in the Gemara. There's some very interesting, we're not going to do all the Tosas in, but some of the Inyanim are very fascinating, so maybe we'll stop a little bit. So comes the Gemara and is troubled with more Lashonis in the Mishnah. My area, the Tani Shalosh. Ha'isha nicknames b'shalosh drachim. Why does it say shalosh? Listen, shalosha. B'shem t'kavai l'misni derech. Shalosh drachim. You want to say derech losh siv v'hodat l'em es ha-derech yelchuba. That Yisro told Moshe v'hodat l'em es ha-derech yelchuba. Derech. Bo is nekeva. So derech is losh nekeva. So that's why we use a loshen of shalosh. Because shalosh is nekeva. Right? Numbers are an exception to the rule. If it has a hey at the end, that's a zocha, not an okay. Okay. The lahad etanya b'shiva drachim bolkin es hazav. B'shiva drachim bolkin es hazav. The zav is metame. But we're bolkin es hazav to see whether he really saw a ziva, or maybe there was some external cause for the ziva. B'maychal, b'mishta, b'choli, b'masa, Rashi quotes all the different ways that we're bolkin the zav to see. Maybe he's taka onus. Maybe it's not a ziva. A person can have a ziva if it's caused by an external source. He doesn't have the same tumma of a zav. So b'shiva drachim bolkin es hazav nisni sheva. You use the word derech, so say sheva. Derech is loshen akeva. Hazak the gemara b'shiva k'vay l'misni derech. V'ashkachan derech dekvi loshen zocha. We find derech is loshen zocha too. Chsiv b'derech echad yetsu elecha b'shiva drachim yanusu lefanecha. Pasuk in this week's parasha, parashas kisava. It always somehow works out if you have something from Ritva. It doesn't, I don't know, always, but it's just so fascinating how that somehow seems to work out pretty frequently. Okay. Right? So we have a pasuk that tells me that Derech is Lashon Zocher. So Yachi Kosher Kroy Hadadi Vekashi Nami Masnis Nadadi. So Kroy Hadadi Lokashon Hocha de Betorah Kroy Betorah Kri Lashon Akeva Luxiv Taras Hashem Tamina Meshivas Nafesh Kosher Lava Lashon Akeva. Yodat Olemas HaDerech is talking about Torah. Torah is Nekeva. Torah is Hashem Tamima. So therefore, Nokad Loshon Nekeva. Right? Kosev Lava Loshon Nekeva. Hasim de Milchama Koi, the Daka Shalish Lassas Milchama, the Daka Shalish Lassas Milchama. Kosev Lava Loshon Zacha. So the Psukim are not a problem. One's talking about Milchama, one's talking about Torah. Torah is Nekeva, Milchama is Zacha, Kazain Daka Shalish Lassas Milchama. So that's why derech means something different in different contexts. This is a halacha. It's not just, you know, agadita, some kind of machshav idea. Ish darko lasas melchama ve'ein ish darko lasas melchama. The Sefer HaChinuch has a very famous statement. The Sefer HaChinuch holds that women are pturas in parashas zachar. Why? Because women are not benos melchama. Ein darko shalisha lasas melchama. So, since Parsha Zohar, the Ramban in Parsha Kisesi, at the end of last week's Parsha, the Ramban says that Parsha Zohar is not only to remember what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael, but it's a call to action to destroy Amalek. So if women are not benos melchama, they're not going to be involved in the battle, so then they're not melchama. Parsha Zohar on this Gemara. The women are not benos melchama, so they're not included in Parsha Zohar. They're not chayav in Parsha Zohar. Says the Gemara, Masnis na adadi lokashen, hachad l'gabi isha koi, ketani lo v'loshen akeva, hachad l'gabi isha koi, d'daka shal ish libodik, v'daka shal isha libodik. D'a isha nami ba'onis mitama, the halach is that a woman is mitama, midinida, midinziva, it's unrelated whether there's any maichal, mishta, whatever, there's no bedika by a woman, there's only bedika by a zav. So, tani loshen zocha, there's only a bedika by zav, not by zav, not by isha, so tani loshen zocha. But the Mishnah is talking about Isha nicknames Mishalosh Drachim, so therefore Tani Lashon Nekeva. So that's why Derech could mean Zachar or Nekeva. So depending on the context, it'll either be Nekeva or Zachar. In our Mishnah, it's obviously talking about a woman, so that's why we use a Lashon Shalosh, and by Zav, we use Lashon Shiva, because there, Darko Shal Zav Libodek, Vein Darko Shal Isha Libodek. So that's why we use a Lashon of Shiva, a Lashon of Zachar. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.